Miss Pay has been to the Buddha very sighting. Namo Dasa I am. Namo Dasa Bhagavado Arahado Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Dasa Bhagavado Arahado Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Dasa Bhagavado Arahado Sama Sambuddhasa. Yesterday night, he asked me one question about Pujjhanga, the enlightenment factors. Today, I will try about the Pujjhanga session. The enlightenment factor session mentions in Mahasri Brahma Sabda Dhammanubhasana session. First, please listen Pali. Very sweet. Punacha Brahmi Gavi Bhikkhu Dhammesu Dhammanubhasi Viharati Sadasu Bhujangesu Kadhincha Bhikkhave Bhikkhu Dhammesu Dhammanubhasi Viharati Sadasu Bhujangesu Ida Bhikkhave Bhikkhu Sandhava Ijadhan Sadi Sambhujanga Adhime Ijadhan Sadi Sambhujanga Di Bhajanadi Asadhava Ijadhan Sadi Sambhujanga Nadhime Ijadhan Sadi Sambhujanga Di Bhajanadi Yadhaja Nubanasa Sadi Sambhujanga Sa Upadho Di Dinja Bhajanadi Yadhaja Upanasa Sadi Sambhujanga Sa Bhavanaya Bariburi Hodi Denja Bhajanadi. Very good. This is Dhammanubhasana session, Pujjhanga Baba, Pujjhanga session. What is the meaning? Again, because in the group advice contemplating Dhamma objects as Dhamma object. In terms of seven enlightenment factors, how does a bhikkhu advise contemplating Dhamma objects as Dhamma objects in terms of seven enlightenment factors? Here, a bhikkhu, here there being the enlightenment factor of mindfulness. A bhikkhu understands there is enlightenment factor of mindfulness in me. Here there be the enlightenment factor of mindfulness in him. A bhikkhu understands there is the enlightenment factor in me. The enlightenment factor of mindfulness in me. Or there be no enlightenment factor of mindfulness in him, he understands there is no enlightenment factor of mindfulness in me. And he also understands how there comes to be the arising of unreason enlightenment factor of mindfulness. And he also understands how the reason enlightenment factor of mindfulness comes to fulfillment by developing. This is mentioned in Mahasri Brahma Sutta. What is the meaning? So, to understand this meaning, first I want to explain about seven Pujjhanga Dhammas, seven enlightenment factors. Buddha taught in the same way. What are the seven enlightenment factors? Number one, Sati Sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of mindfulness. Number two is Dhamma Vichaya Sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of investigation. Number three is Vriya Sambhujanga. The enlightenment factor of effort or energy. Number four is Piti Sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of rapture. Number five is Pasadi Sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of tranquility. Number six is Samadhi Sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of concentration. Number seven is Ubhagha Sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of equanimity. Altogether, there are seven enlightenment factors. If these seven enlightenment factors are present in the bhikkhu, he should try to understand. There are seven enlightenment factors in me, but if they are not present in him, he should also understand. He should also try to understand there are no enlightenment factors in me. Then he should also try to understand how they are going to be the rising of unreason enlightenment factors. And he also tried to understand how the reason enlightenment factors comes to fulfillment by developing. So altogether there are seven enlightenment factors. When you are practicing samatha, there are also seven enlightenment factors. When you are practicing vipassana, there are also seven enlightenment factors. How? Now you are practicing anapana many meditators. When you are practicing anapana, when your concentration develops, stage by stage, you may see the nimitta. Nimitta is the sign of concentration. Because of concentration, nimitta appears. But because of nimitta, also concentration develops further. So because of this reason, nimitta is the sign of concentration or the cause of concentration. What is nimitta? The breath coming up from your nostril become one color. Gray smoking color or bubble color or yellow color, any color, no problem. But you should not emphasize color. Why? If you emphasize color, when your perception change, color will be always changing. If the object is always changing, then concentration cannot develop further. So because of this reason, you should not investigate color. You should not emphasize color. You should be addition as just breath or just nimitta only. When you are concentrated on the breath, you should try to make sure the breath and nimitta becomes together, or the breath and nimitta mix together or becomes one. When the nimitta and breath unify together, at the time, naturally mind stick to the nimitta. Other than you can emphasize only just nimitta. You should not be addition on the breath object. Okay. Other than the breath is very, very subtle and very gentle. Because of this reason, you can easily focus on the nimitta. When you are concentrated on the nimitta, when your concentration develops further, then slowly bubble color or gray smoking color will change into white color, like cotton wool. Gray smoking color is called parigama nimitta, preliminary sign. White cotton wool color is called ogaha nimitta, learning sign. You must concentrate on that learning sign, white color nimitta. When your concentration develops further, that white color nimitta will change into transparent nimitta. Transparent nimitta is like morning star, very transparent and bright. On that bright transparent nimitta, if you can concentrate more than 1 hour, 2 hours, etc., very soon you will understand. You are made completely sink into nimitta and stay there peacefully. This is called full absorption. That full absorption is translated as jhana concentration. You should maintain this jhana concentration more than 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, etc. If you can concentrate more than 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, every sitting successfully for 3 days, at that time you should try to reflect jhana pratyas. How you should reflect jhana pratyas? First, you should re-establish your first jhana concentration again for about 1 hour. When you need to become bright, brilliant, and transparent, at that time, imagine from jhana absorption, quickly you should pay attention inside your heart. You can easily see going up mind state, going up mind zone. Vabhasara vidyam bhikkhu chaitan in this way Buddha taught in Engodra Nikaya. Ichra Sangada Chabda. What is the meaning? Because going up mind state is brilliant and transparent. So going up mind state is like mirror, transparent and bright. But there is a few questions. Is there any color in the mind? So commentary explains there is no color in the mind. What is this transparent? Mind can produce transparent element or mind. Every consciousness which arises dependent on heart base can produce mind, produce small body gas. These small body gas are called kalapas. If you analyze these kalapas, in each kalapa there are at least 8 types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, and nutritive essence. Altogether, there are 8 types of materiality in each kalapa. Among these 8 types of materiality, there is kala. That kala becomes bright. That kala becomes bright. Depending on the power of wisdom faculty, which is associated with going up mind state. In each kalapa, there is bright color. One kalapa's color and another kalapa's color mixed together, they become transparent body. Because one mind moment can produce uncountable kalapa's. When these kalapa's combine together, every kalapa's light begun together. They begin transparent and bright. This is one type. Another type, in each mind produced kalapa, there is fire element, tejo. That tejo fire element is called temperature, udu. That temperature also can produce new generations, new kalapas. Uncountable new kalapas can produce each fire element. Each fire element can produce uncountable new kalapas. They are rising and passing with successfully, continuously for a long time. So because of this reason, if you analyze this temperature produced kalapas, in each kalapa they are also in the same way 8 types of materiality. Among 8 types, there is also color. That color also brilliant and transparent. So there are two types of kalabas, mind produced kalaba and temperature produced kalaba. Combination of these two kalabas kala is called mind in this case. They are transparent and brilliant bright. So that transparent, brilliant and bright element is called mind of Bhuanga mind. Bhuanga mind can produce this transparent element. It is transparent like mirror. So coming out from your full absorption jhana stage, you should quickly descend this Bhuanga mind. If you see this Bhuanga mind, inside Bhuanga mind you can see the same Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta Kautapa sign appear in your Bhuanga mind. At that time you can discern five jhana pedas. One by one. What are five jhana pedas? Vidyaka, initial application of the mind to the Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta object. Vichara, sustained application of the mind to the Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta object. Piti Rapcha. Rapcha's mind enjoying the Anapana Pribhaga Nimitta object. Sukha is happiness feeling. Happiness feeling of Anapana Pribhaga Nimitta object. Ekagra is one pointedness on the Anapana Pribhaga Nimitta object. What together they are fight? Jhana Pradas. If you have been chasing these five jhana pradas together, then you should try five mastaries in your first jhana. Five mastaries of your first jhana. If you want to reflect seven enlightenment pradas, then it is possible. If you want to reflect seven enlightenment pradas, then you should try to discern that you prove mental factors which are associated with jhana pradas together within same mind moment, within same jhana mind moment. Among these 34 mental factors, 7 bhujjanga, 7 enlightenment factors also include. So, I want to calculate these 7 again. Number 1 is sati sambhujjanga. The enlightenment factor of mindfulness on the Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta object. Number 2 is Dhamma Vichaya Sambhujjanga. The enlightenment factor of mind investigation of Dhamma on the Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta object. You, at that time only, you penetrate this Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta object. Before your concentration develops, at that time you cannot see Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta. When you break this system medically, at that time only you can penetrate this Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta. So we can say you penetrate this Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta. That penetrating knowledge is called the enlightenment factor of investigation, Dhamma Vichaya Sambhujjanga. Then number 3 is Variya Sambhujjanga. The enlightenment factor of energy or effort. At that time, your Variya effort focus on the Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta object. That energy is necessary. If your effort becomes less, then concentration will fall down. So that enlightenment factor of energy also necessary when you are practicing samatha. Then number 4 is Piti Sambhujjanga, the enlightenment factor of rapture. Rapture's mind on the Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta object. This is also necessary. Then number 5 is Pasati Sambhujjanga, the enlightenment factor of tranquility of mind. At that time, tranquilizing your mind is very strong and powerful because of the Anapana Patibhaga Nimitta. when you are focusing on the Anapanasatipaṭṭhāna nimitta object, when full absorption appears at the time, tranquilization is very clear to you. Then number 6 is Samādhi Sambhojanga, the enlightenment factor of concentration. At that time, you can concentrate on the Anapanasatipaṭṭhāna nimitta object fully. But full absorption or full concentration on the Anapanasatipaṭṭhāna nimitta object is called the enlightenment factor of concentration. Then number 7 is Upaikha Sambhojanga, the enlightenment factor of equanimity. At that time, equanimous mind is necessary. Equanimous mind means not to fall restless mind, not to fall very prop mind. Oh, I can concentrate well. In this way, you may prop. So such type of dependence must be not present at that time. Restless mind also at that time must be not present. You are made at that time very quiet and very cool, and then you have nothing to do about the Anapanasatipaṭṭhāna nimitta. Peacefully you can concentrate on the Anapanasatipaṭṭhāna nimitta object because of this enlightenment factor of tranquility, equanimity. So altogether there are 7 enlightenment factors. When you are practicing samatha, at that time also there are 7 enlightenment factors. But when you are practicing samatha meditation, sometimes enlightenment factors are not balanced. For example, if you divide this enlightenment factors, there are 2 groups. The enlightenment factor of Dhamma Vichaya, investigation of Dhamma. The enlightenment factor of effort. The enlightenment factor of rapture. These 3 enlightenment factors are 1 group. The enlightenment factor of tranquility, the enlightenment factor of concentration, and the enlightenment factor of equanimity, these 3 are 1 group. So these 2 groups must be balanced. Investigation of Dhamma, the enlightenment factor of effort, and the enlightenment factor of rapture began in excess. At that time, you cannot maintain your concentration for a long time because of rapture. Rapture produces restless mind when it emotion, when it becomes strong. So at that time, you should emphasize another group, the enlightenment factor of tranquility, the enlightenment factor of concentration, and the enlightenment factor of equanimity. These 3 you must try to develop further. You must focus with cool mind on the Anapanasatipaṭṭhāna nimitta object only. But sometimes when the other group, the enlightenment factor of equanimity, and the enlightenment factor of tranquility, the enlightenment factor of concentration, and the enlightenment factor of equanimity began in excess, at that time also laziness will appear. At that time you should try to increase another group, the enlightenment factor of investigation of Dhamma, the enlightenment factor of effort, and the enlightenment factor of rapture. How? You should try to see clearly Anapanasatipaṭṭhāna nimitta. At that time, you should not relax your mind too much. If you relax your mind too much, very soon laziness will appear. If you emphasize too much on your Anapanasatipaṭṭhāna nimitta, restless mind also will appear. So because of this reason, you should try to make balance these 2 groups. At that time, 7 enlightenment factors are present. This is samatha. Other jhanas also you should try to understand in the same way. Based on this Anapana jhana, especially 4th jhana, If you practice vipassana, then first you must try four elements, meditation systematically. When you are practicing four elements, meditation systematically, one day when your concentration develops, then you will see small particles. If you analyze these small particles, you can see ultimate materiality. This, then you should try to continue to discern ultimate mentality. Then you must try to discern their causes. These ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes are called sankhara formations. They are the object of vipassana. You must contemplate these formations as nature, dukkha, and anatta. Systematically. As soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly, so they are nature impermanent. They are always oppressed by rising and passing away, so they are dukkha suffering. There is no permanent entity, permanent substance in them, so they are anatta, non-self. If you can contemplate these formations as nature, dukkha, anatta, according to vipassana, different types of vipassana stage. One day, when your vipassana insight becomes mature, at that time also seven enlightenment factors will be present. What are seven enlightenment factors at that time? If you always remember these formations, ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes, and if you always remember nature, impermanent nature, dukkha, suffering nature, and another non-self nature of these formations, this remembering is called the enlightenment factor of mindfulness, sati sampojjhana. Then if you penetrate nature or dukkha or another nature of these formations, this is called the enlightenment factor of investigation, Dhammavicaya Sambhocchanga. If you try hard to understand the nature or dukkha nature or another nature of these formations, that effort is called the enlightenment factor of energy or effort. At that time, when you are contemplating these formations as nature, dukkha, anatta, sometimes piti rapture will arise. That piti rapture is called the enlightenment factor of rapture. When you are contemplating these formations as nature or dukkha or anatta, sometimes there may arise very strong, powerful concentration. At that time, tranquility of mind also will be present. Concentration also will become deeper and deeper. And then equanimous mind also will be present at that time. So at that time, the enlightenment factor of tranquility, the enlightenment factor of concentration, and the enlightenment factor of equanimity, these three are also present. At that time, altogether, there are seven enlightenment factors. When you are practicing vipassana, at that time also, you should try to make balance these seven enlightenment factors. But when you are practicing samatha, samadhi group, that is the enlightenment factor of tranquility, the enlightenment factor of concentration, and the enlightenment factor of equanimity are become excessive, no problem, it is good. But when you are practicing vipassana, another group, the enlightenment factor of concentration, the enlightenment factor of the enlightenment factor of investigation of dhamma, the enlightenment factor of energy, and the enlightenment factor of rapture, these three enlightenment factors become in excess. It is also very good. No problem. But when both are becoming balanced, it is better. Mindfulness is both sides always necessary. So you should try to make balance these enlightenment factors when you are practicing vipassana. One day when you are Vipassana insight become mature, you may realize Nibbana. At the end of your insight knowledge, path in fruition knowledge will arise. That path in fruition knowledge will realize Nibbana, unconditioned element. That unconditioned element Nibbana object is called the noble truth of the cessation of suffering. Your path knowledge is associated with noble eightfold path. These noble eightfold path are called the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering by that system. So altogether other than you will realize four noble truths. So these are seven Bhujanga Dhammas. If you want to ask any question, please ask about this subject also. No question?
Okay, the first question is, if everything is rising and passing away, can Bhante please explain memory? What is it that makes us remember?
When you are contemplating formation, sankharas. Among sankharas, there is also mindfulness. That mindfulness can remember past object, present object, future object, internal object, external object. All. But this mindfulness also anicca. To understand this anicca nature, you should contemplate dukkha sijja dhammas as anicca dukkha anatta. Among dukkha sijja dhammas, mindfulness also include. Again, you must also contemplate insight knowledge. That insight knowledge also is anicca, dukkha, and anatta. What is insight knowledge? According to Buddha's teaching, wisdom faculty is called insight knowledge. But that wisdom faculty understands the dhammas as they really are. What dhammas? Noble truth of suffering by aggregates and their causes depending origination. These dhammas, wisdom faculty understand these dhammas as they really are. What is as they really are? They are always anicca, not nature. They are always dukkha, not sukha. They are always anatta, not other. So this real nature, wisdom faculty understand. But that wisdom faculty cannot arise alone. That wisdom faculty always arise together with associated mental formations. There are 34 mental formations. Among 34 mental formations, mindfulness is one mental factor, which is associated with wisdom faculty. You should also try to contemplate insight knowledge in associated mental formations as nature and dukkha and anatta. When you are contemplating both sides, the object formation sankhara, dukkha sijja dhamma and samudaya sijja dhamma also nature. Insight knowledge also anicca. Both sides you must contemplate. When you are contemplating in this way, slowly you will understand mindfulness together with associated mental formation is also anicca. If they are anicca, when they arise again? Because of cause. To understand this cause and condition, you must try to understand dependent origination thoroughly. What is cause? Proximate cause is yoniso manasikara. What is yoniso manasikara? Please translate yoniso manasikara as right attention or wise attention. What is right attention or wise attention? You contemplate these sankhara dhammas as sankhara dhammas. Not man, not woman, not deva, not human being, etc. You be addressing these formations as formations only. This is also Yoniso Manasikara. In other words, you be addressing Adime Materiality as Adime Materiality only. You be addressing Adime Mentality as Adime Mentality only. You be addressing cause as cause only. Then you Adime Materiality, Adime Mentality, and their causes are called formations, sankharas. You be addressing these sankharas as sankhara only, not man, not woman, not husband, not wife, not son, not daughter, in this way. You should be addressing as formations only. But these formations are, as soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly. So they are nature impermanent. You be addressing this impermanent nature as impermanent, nature as nature only. You be addressing nature dhammas as nature only, not nature. You be addressing dukkha dhammas as dukkha only, not sukha. You be addressing anatta dhammas as only anatta, not other. So if you be addressing in this way, such type of contemplation or such type of attention is called wise attention or right attention. This is Yoniso Manasikara. This is one cause. Another cause is you have your heart base. If there is no heart base, this mindfulness cannot arise. Mindfulness is always arise, mindfulness always arise depending on your heart base. So heart base also one cause. Another cause is there must be object. What are the object? When you are contemplating Adime Materiality, other than you always remember Adime Materiality. When you are contemplating Adime Materiality as nature, other than your mindfulness remember Adime Materiality as nature, etc. So there must be one Dukkha Sejja Dhamma object or Samurya Sejja Dhamma object. This object is one cause. Then another cause is associated mental formations. Mindfulness cannot arise alone. Mindfulness always arises with associated mental formations. Without associated mental formations, mindfulness alone cannot never arise. So associated mental formations are also one cause. Among these associated mental formations, predominant factor is pasha contact. That pasha is jhana. It joins the object in mind together. Because of this reason, mindfulness also arises. So these are causes. As long as the causes are present, mindfulness will arise. If these causes are ceased completely without remainder, then mindfulness cannot arise. Now you are diligently contemplating Adime Materiality, Adime Mentality and their causes as nature, dukkha, and anatta, with the intention for realization of nirvana. You are trying hard. As long as you are trying in this way, then mindfulness will be always present. So mindfulness also nature, dukkha, anatta, not nature.
Okay, second question, Bhante. It's a function of mindfulness to balance the other two groups of enlightenment factors.
Yes, yes. Mindfulness can help to make balance the other two types of enlightenment factors, two groups of enlightenment factors. Without mindfulness, these two types of enlightenment factors cannot become balanced. Mindfulness always necessary. It is mentioned like salt. Salt in every dish, salt is necessary. But many Chinese, they don't like salt. According to Indian culture, in every dish, to get good taste, salt is necessary. In the same way, in every both sides, mindfulness is always necessary. Mindfulness always remember the object. So, when one type of one group of enlightenment fighters become in excess, at that time any type of defilement will arise, maybe restless mind or maybe laziness, etc. When the defilements arise, mindfulness always remember, oh, this is defilement, this is restless, this is laziness. In this way, always remember. Because of this reason, you can quickly change your attitude to your direct meditation object. So mindfulness is always necessary. It can make both groups to make balance.
The third question, what is meant by equanimity? Please give us examples.
Visuddhimagga, if you read Visuddhimagga, you can see in Sankarupaka Jnana session, the knowledge of equanimity. The knowledge of equanimity of formations. In that session, you can see one example. There is one couple. They agreed to each other because of maybe many reasons. You may have been quarrel. So one day, because of unhappiness, they divorced to each other. At that day, one day when you see that you are old wife, which who is associated with other gentlemen, you have no much feeling. In the same way, equanimity is like that. When you are contemplating formations as nature or dukkha or anatta, at the time you understand their real nature. They are always anatta, they are always dukkha, they are always anatta. It is not necessary to have such strong attachment, this nature, dukkha, and anatta dhammas. You have such attitude. At the time you have nothing to do. You have just see their nature, dukkha nature, and anatta nature only. With equanimous mind, without worry, without craving, without attachment to these formations. Such type of attitude is called equanimous mind. When you are practicing samatha also in the same way, when you focus on the anapana pribhaga nimitta, if you have strong expectation or strong attachment to the nimitta, then slowly your concentration will decrease. Especially when nimitta is not yet stable, because your concentration is not yet stable. Oh, yesterday I see nimitta, today I cannot see. Then you expect, that expectation is not good. If you do not expect, just concentrate on the breath object, natural breath object. When you are concentration deep enough, then nimitta will appear again. But if you with the intention, with expectation, if you practice, if you trying to concentrate on the breath object, because of that expectation, you cannot see nimitta again. Why? That expectation is very gentle, subtle desire, kame chanda nivarana or nikanti, very subtle attachment to the nimitta only. Such type of attachment is also one type of hindrance. Because of this hindrance, concentration cannot develop. When concentration cannot develop, you cannot see nimitta. So when you are practicing samatha also, you should just focus on your natural breath only. When you are concentration deep enough, and then nimitta will appear. When nimitta appear, other than you should concentrate on the nimitta only. You should do nothing. If you have any worry, then restless mind will appear. Because of this worry and restless, then concentration will decrease. Five hindrances in concentration, they are opposite to each other. When concentration develops, five hindrances will disappear. When five hindrances appear, concentration will disappear. So, because of this reason, at that time also, equanimity is necessary. What is equanimity? Your responsibility is to focus on the breath object only. When you are focusing on the breath object, you should have no attachment to the breath object. Or when you are focusing on your Patibhaga Nimitta, at that time also you should have no attachment to your Patibhaga Nimitta. Your responsibility is to focus on the Nimitta only. This is your duty. If you practice in this way, equanimity will become stronger and stronger.
Okay, the next question. Is it true, by contemplating on the seven Bhojanga factors, one can heal one's illnesses? If yes, how to go about it?
This contemplation is very high, powerful contemplation. Very high, powerful contemplation is one time, on one occasion, when Arriva Kasapa was dwelling in one cave. In the same way, Pinaribha Mahabhaglana also was dwelling in one monastery called Kalasila. At that time, both of them became sick. When Pinaribha Kasapa became sick, at that time also became sick, at that time Buddha visited to him and teach seven Bhojanga Dhamma, Bhojanga Sutta. When listening to these dhammas, at the time when Arriva Mahakasapa understands, oh, these seven enlightenment factors are present in me. I had already practiced these seven enlightenment factors. I had already practiced, means I had fulfilled these seven enlightenment factors by development up to Rahatpa knowledge stage. So, when reflecting in this way, happiness appears. That happiness might produce, superior might produce small particles throughout the body. When superior might produce small particles spread throughout the body, among these might produce small particles in each kalapa, there are three elements, tangible objects, earth element, fire element, and wind element. These three are called tangible objects. When these tangible objects spread throughout the body and impinge on the body transparent element, what is body transparent element? Body transparent element is if you practice four elements meditation systematically, when your concentration deep enough, you can see the whole body begin transparent like ice block. If you try to see space, akasa dhatu, space element, then you can see small particles. If you divide these small particles, they are two groups, transparent kalapa and opaque kalapas. Among these transparent kalapas, body transparent element is predominant, the whole body. Wherever you touch, you can feel touching sensation. So because of this reason, everywhere there is body transparent element. So the mind produce materiality when spread through, superior mind produce materiality when spread throughout the body. Among these mind produce materiality, there are three tangible objects: earth element, fire element, and wind element. These tangible objects impinge on the transparent body element. At that time, very high class feeling appear, very superior feeling appear. Because of this superior material spread throughout the body, disease disappears slowly. This is one day. In the same way, another day, when Pinaribha Mahamoglana became sick, at that day also Buddha visited to him and taught this Bhojanga Sutta again. At that day also, in the same way, Pinaribha Mahamoglana reflected, oh, these seven Bhojangas are present in me. I already had practiced these Bhojangas, seven Bhojangas, up to Rahat stage. So he became very happy. At that time also, because of that superior heavy mind produce, in the same way, mind produce small particles. More these small particles, three tangible objects in bench throughout the body on the body transparent element. At that time also, strong powerful happiness feeling appear. Because of this reason, his illness also disappear. In the same way, one time Buddha also became sick. At that time, Venerable Sangha, the brother, young brother of Venerable Sariputta, recite this Bhujanga Sutta again. At that time also Buddha reflect these seven Bhujangas. Oh, I had already practiced these seven Bhujangas. Buddha reflected in this way. Subiriya mind produce happiness abhiya. Because of that happy mind produce superior materialities in the same way. When these superior materialities spread throughout the body, impinge on the transparent body transferring element. At that time also, very powerful happiness feeling appear. Because of this reason, Buddha's disease also disappear. So, if you want to reflect these seven Bhujanga Dhammas, then if you want to cure your disease, please climb up to Arhat stage first. At that time, it will be okay.
Okay, next question. Sayadaw, what advice would you give to a layman to control a restless mind or emotion? Sadhu.
Among seven Bhujanga Dhammas, I had explained two groups. One group is Dhamma Vichaya, the enlightenment factor of investigation of Dhamma. Viriya, the enlightenment factor of energy. Vidi, the enlightenment factor of rapture. This is one group. When you are practicing Samatha or Vipassana, this group becomes excessive. Then restless mind or emotion will rise. Especially emotion is produced by rapture rest mind. And then you should emphasize another three groups. Pasadi Sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of tranquility. Samadhi Sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of concentration. Ubhaka Sambhujanga, the enlightenment factor of equanimity. These three enlightenment factors you must increase. How you should increase? Please focus on your meditation object only. For example, when you are practicing and focusing on the Anapana Brihaga Nimitta, you should focus on the Anapana Brihaga Nimitta only. But if there is no Anapana Brihaga Nimitta, how you should do? You should focus only just on the natural breath only. At the day, strong, powerful decision or determination is necessary. With relaxed mind, if you are practicing Anapana, you cannot concentrate well. You must struggle. This is necessary. But strong determination means, I only try to concentrate my mind on the breath object. I will not permit my mind to wander about. In this way, you should try. But if you relax my thinking different objects, focus on the right object, we cannot improve. It is impossible. So, to remove restless mind or emotion, you should increase three Bhujanga Dhammas. Pasadi, Samadhi, and Ubhaka. The enlightenment factors of tranquility, concentration, and equanimity. These three you should increase.
Okay, next question. Venerable Sayadaw, please explain the relationship between the practice of Anapanasati, the four foundations of mindfulness, and when doing walking meditation, which should we do?
There are four foundations of mindfulness. Kanubasana, Satipatthana, contemplation of body. Gurinanubasana, contemplation of feeling. Chaitanya-upasana contemplation of mind. And Dhamma-upasana contemplation of Dhamma object. So there are four foundations of mindfulness. When you are practicing Anapana, Anapana Buddha taught under the session of Kaya-upasana, contemplation of body, body contemplation session. So when you are practicing Anapana, you are practicing Kaya-upasana only. So this is one upasana. But if you are successful up to fourth jhana stage, when you are practicing Anapana, if you are successful up to fourth jhana stage, then you must practice vipassana. When you are practicing vipassana, first you must try to discern ultimate materiality. Then secondly, you should try to discern ultimate mentality. When you are discerning ultimate materiality, then you are practicing Kaya-upasana only. But when you are discerning ultimate mentality, there are three predominant Vedas. Number one is feeling Vedana. Number two is mind consciousness. Number three is Pasa contact. When you are discerning ultimate mentality, you should emphasize this one of these three predominant Vedas. But when you are discerning ultimate materiality, you should emphasize only. You must not discern only these three. Slowly you must discern associated mental formations. Not only these three, but associated mental formations also. But if you emphasize vedana feeling, then later if you discern ultimate materiality, ultimate mentalities which are associated with feeling, such a type of contemplation is called Vrinanubhasana. Again, sometimes you may emphasize mind consciousness. Emphasizing mind consciousness, when you discern ultimate mentality which are associated with together with mind consciousness, such type of contemplation is called Chaitanya-upasana, contemplation of mind. Again, when you are sometimes predominant Vedā may be Pasa contact. You can emphasize Pasa, but you should not discern Pasa alone. You must also discern mental formations which are associated with Pasa. So when you are discerning ultimate mentality, emphasizing Pasa, such type of contemplation is called Dhamma-upasana, contemplation of Dhamma. So when you are practicing Vipassana, four types of Anupassana or four foundations of mindfulness will be present. But when you are practicing Samatha, other than usually Kaya-upasana only, among Kaya-upasana, there are 14 meditation subjects. Among 14 meditation subjects, Anapana study also one meditation chapter. In Mahasri Prana Sutta, under the session of Kaya-upasana, Buddha also taught Anapana meditation. If you practice Anapana, then this Anapana meditation is also called Kaya-upasana Satipatthana. We can say you are practicing Kaya-upasana Satipatthana. Why? Breath is, what is breath? If you get some four elements systematically in your breath, breath is nothing but a group of small particles called kalabas. These kalabas, if you analyze again, in each kalabas there are nine types of materiality, such as earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, and breathing sound. All together, nine types. So, there are uncountable kalabas. So because of this reason, a group of these kalapas or these ultimate materialities are called prep. So they arise as a group. That group is called body, kaya. What body, what kaya? The body of materiality only. A group of materiality only. So because of this reason, anapana also under the session of kaya vipassana. But when you are walking at the day, what you should do? You should distinguish samatha and vipassana both. If you are practicing samatha, you should emphasize your samatha meditation object only. If you are practicing vipassana, at the day, your vipassana insight object is what? Ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes. You must contemplate them as nicca, dukkha, and anatta. Now you cannot understand what is ultimate materiality, what is ultimate mentality. You cannot understand. Then if you practice vipassana, then your vipassana will be only just superficial, not real vipassana. If you want to practice not real vipassana, artificial vipassana, then you can do no problem. No problem means you cannot progress your meditation object. But if you want to practice real vipassana, first you must try to understand ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes. When walking also, there are ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes. Sometimes you must contemplate your ultimate materiality as nicca or dukkha or anatta. Sometimes you must contemplate your ultimate mentality as nicca or dukkha or anatta in this way. But if you cannot discern ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality, while you are practicing samatha, then you must emphasize your meditation object, such as anapana or four elements, etc. only. So when you are practicing samatha, when you are walking, if you are practicing anapana, when walking also you should focus on your anapana object. When sitting also anapana object. When standing also anapana object. When sleeping also anapana object. In every bodily posture, you must contemplate anapana only. It is better. But if you are practicing four elements meditation, while walking also four elements, while standing also four elements, while sitting also four elements, while sleeping also four elements, in every bodily posture you must focus on four elements object only. But if you cannot discern four elements all, only one characteristic or two characteristics, then in every bodily posture you should try to discern one characteristic or two characteristics only. If you can discern 12 characteristics, then when walking also you must discern 12 characteristics only. If you can discern 4 elements, then when walking also you should focus on 4 elements object only. This is your meditation. Now, 9:15. Let us stop tonight. We shall continue tomorrow. Sharing merit. Ijame bonya asavakhya vaha hodu. Ijame bonya nibbanasa pachyo hodu. Ijame bonya sabha sadhana Pajima Tesabhe Mesama Punyabhaga Labandu